And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of our Magnum Opus podcast. Today, I am joined by a TA that, regrettably, I have not seen for a little bit of time, and some of you haven't seen either because she had to join us from a whole state away for our last camp. But, Christy McCulfer, why don't you go ahead and say hello.
Hello!
Thank you so much, Christy, for joining me today. I'm really, really excited to talk to you because out of all the TAs, don't tell them I said this, but I think you might be one of the artsier people. And I love talking just about anyone who enjoys the arts. I mean, obviously, they're all musicians, so they love music, but like you kind of take it another level. You love music, you love graphic design, you love, I won't give away too much of what we're going to talk about, but all the things, I'm just really, really excited. So thank you again for joining me. And yeah, seriously, I know you are a whole state away. But,
all the way in Michigan.
Yeah, all the way in Michigan. Why don't we go ahead and I'll just jump in here with our first question for you.
Oh, I have to say thank you for having me. Thank you for the chance.
Absolutely. No, I'm really, really glad we can make this happen. You're a whole hour away, so that time difference made
it
really hard. You're in the future right now. You're recording and sending it back.
Woo.
Hopefully it worked out okay. So, Christy, my first question for you. What is your background as a musician? So maybe when you started playing, who you studied with, if you studied, how many instruments do you play, all that fun stuff.
Alrighty, well, I started when, the story goes, I was listening to the radio and I asked my mom, what's that instrument? She's like, well, that's the violin. I'm like, I want to play that. And so my wonderful parents got me started at 4 years old in violin lessons, and I stayed with the same private teacher until I was 14, and I did orchestras after that, and I just sort of kept playing until now. So yeah, just lots of orchestras and public school stuff.
And you said, I just started playing until now. How many years has it been for until now? Just out of curiosity.
Okay, well, if I started when I was four, I'm 26 now, so 22 years. I suppose I've been able to hold and play violin somewhat.
22 years. Okay, for those wondering, yes, I am only 23. So, Air Force, you've been playing.
You're 23?
Yeah, don't say it that way, but that means
I thought we were the same age. It's just surprising to me.
Well, you know, physically I'm 28, but mentally I think of myself probably 23 or so. Still growing into myself here. But
you know, once you pass a certain age, like it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it all just bleeds together. You're one age, you're all the ages. So following up with that, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in Opus. When you got involved, how many years you were a student and then a TA, all the fun stuff.
Well, so I think my grandpa is the one who found the Opus flyer, and it was the second year Opus was ever being held.
Oh my gosh.
I think he had seen it the year before. I'm like, that looks cool. I'll get Christy in it next year. And so my parents drove me all the way up from Michigan. I stayed with my grandparents for the week and I loved it. It was just a little baby camp. I think there were only like 20 students. It was 2003. I was 8 years old. And yeah, I just thought it was super fun playing with, you know, other people your age and learning a new piece. And then you get to perform it in front of everybody. It was just sort of a spark in music that I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I continued coming year after year, and it was tradition. I'd get driven to my grandparents' house. I'd stay the week, get spoiled rotten, play at the end. My parents would come get me.
And then, week.
Yeah. And then eventually I actually moved to Illinois my high school years. So I was there locally, and so I was able to be a TA for most of my high school years. I think it was a camper a total of 9 years and a TA the remainder. I don't even know how long it's been.
Oh my gosh. Say that again. Camper for
9 years.
9 years.
Yeah. I think I had an option to go as a camper or a TA my 10th year because I was 18 and I could choose. I'm like, I'm gonna be a TA now.
I'm gonna be a TA. Yeah. I get to set the rules now.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So do you play any other instruments besides violin?
I do not, sadly. I tried to teach myself piano so I can play at like a kindergarten level on the piano, but I do not put that on my resume.
Still better than me. All right. That is awesome. Christy, so now that you're all grown up and you've been playing violin for 22 years. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you studied in college and maybe how you decided to study that and all that fun stuff.
Ah, so my other passion is drawing, and I have been drawing for longer than I've been playing violin, I'll tell you that.
Impossible.
I have pictures from when I was 2. One is called Ducky Wearing a Hat. I can show it to you later. But
I don't know what it's about.
But anyway, so I decided that I really wanted to pursue that. And I kept hearing, you know, college is what you need to do with your life. You need to go to college to succeed. So I'm like, all right, I'll go to college for illustration and computer science. Because, you know, I've always thought programming is cool. I've always loved computers. Separate thing. I love a lot of things. So I went a double major in that. And so I went for a year. And then I realized, you know, I'm not learning a lot about drawing that I didn't know before coming to college. And I couldn't afford to double major in computer science. And so like I was being like, should I go into debt for this? Or should I, you know, step back, take a break? And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to escape college. I am going to just, you know, go work and figure things out while making money instead of losing money.
Yeah.
So I took a year off. I did the retail thing. Oh. I kept up with violin, and I got married eventually because that's how life goes.
Yeah, she's 26 and married.
I got married when I was 20, so almost 6 years.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
What does your husband do?
He is a chemical engineer, so he is able to support my webcomic habits, which I'll bring up here. I am now an author and a freelance animator. So
freelance animator. Now, Christy, I know that you have your own website. And
yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, because I don't want to say anything wrong.
Okay. So my job that I do now for the most hours out of the day is I work on my webcomic called Extra, which you can find at extra-comic.com. And that is my ongoing graphic novel series that is about extras in the backgrounds of movies, and they're escaping their fates of being killed off by the producer. So they're going to go talk to the producer of the movies and ask him to stop killing them off.
I have read volume 1, and I can confirm it is amazing.
Oh,
the art style, the writing. Do you do everything? You draw?
I do everything.
Oh my gosh. No kidding that takes forever. How long have you been working on that?
It's... You know, I've been working on it about full time for 5 years now.
Whoa.
So I just got the printed volume 3 out, and I take it to Comic Cons, and I have a booth, and I usually sell out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. My friend is a famous author.
Locally famous.
Famous author. That is so cool.
Thanks.
I bet people stop you when you walk down the street and you're like, wait a minute. I know you.
It's only happened a couple times, but...
Oh, I've only been stopped by fans a few times in my life. Let's not get carried away.
It's really cool when it happens. I flip out more than they do usually because, like, you've read my thing. But, yeah, my other thing that I do is I animate a cartoon series on YouTube, which I also do almost all myself.
Whoa.
And that's called Fairy Foxes. And I started it when I was 13. So the first episode is a little rough, but I add on to it every year or so now. And
oh my gosh.
So that's my fun drawing project. But yeah, I've gotten actually to learn a lot about music through Fairy Foxes because it's gotten me into composing, and I've been doing the background music for it.
Holy cow.
It's fun.
Wow. You're a full blown artist.
Thanks.
Just really quick, let's list the things. So you compose, You perform, you write, you draw, if that's the right verb for that.
Yep.
And you computer. So you're checking all the boxes here.
I like boxes.
I like boxes. What can I say?
And I am in a unique position where my husband is able to, you know, support us mostly financially. So I'm making the most of this. I'm like, I'm going to make things.
I'm going to make things.
So I'm very blessed in that aspect.
So what is Firefox about? And do you do voice acting too?
Fairy foxes?
Fairy foxes. That's what I meant.
Okay. Fairy foxes is about... winged foxes that live above the clouds, and they're fighting evil hawks in an effort to save humans because the hawks want to destroy all the humans on Earth.
Yeah, have you ever met a hawk? It's their singular goal.
And I do voice act in my own series, and I direct the voice acting for the other voice actors who are mostly my friends and family, but occasionally I get the odd person who is willing to work for me from online.
That's me. I call dibs.
Do you want a voice act? I've got a part.
100%. I think that'd be awesome.
You're in.
We're on the podcast. No takesies, backsies.
I'll get back with you later on that because I do need a part.
Oh my gosh. That would be so awesome. Okay. Very, very cool. Good. So I got my gig for tomorrow. Awesome. And now you also direct for voice acting too. Christy, my word. We should have had this podcast interview ages ago.
Aw, I'll interview you next time.
Our difference, that's what it was.
Wow.
Well, as much as I hate it, I'm going to move away from you just a little bit.
That's just fine.
Yeah, we're going to bring it back a little bit to Opus and music. My next question for you is, you are clearly so busy, we just established that. How do you keep music in your life, even if it's just a hobby?
My computer just fell asleep. Are you still there?
Yeah, okay. I still hear you.
Sorry, I'm with the screen of black. I freaked out for a moment. Okay, I just actually started this year a challenge for myself because I have traditionally hated schedules and I am very much a bingy person. I'll practice for 9 hours and then not for the rest of the week, you know, that sort of thing. Like, you know what? Yeah. This year I'm going to change that. And so I have this to-do list app thing. And so I have violin on here at 5 p.m. every day. Violin.
So no way.
Exciting to practice for, you know, that slice of time. And it's been really good. I've been, you know, just forcing myself to sit down, practice, work on it. Or, you know, I have another slice of time I've set aside just for composing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. Oh my gosh. That's awesome. That's actually a really interesting. I should have thought about that, but I have not thought about that. Setting aside daily schedule, just building it into your life.
It's been a hard change for me since I'm naturally so schedule averse, but
yeah,
it's been a great change and I'm really sticking with it. So
bomb. That's really good to hear. Speaking of practice, we can end today by me asking you what your favorite practice tip or one technique that you want to share would be.
Ooh, so what I've been learning is, so I have a couple of tips. When I go back to my old student music, my private teacher put in these places he called smiley face spots. They were parts I messed up on every time I played through the piece.
Oh.
And he would have me draw from a deck of cards, random two cards. And if I got a 6 and a 7, he'd add them together. Be like, 13 times you have to practice your smiley face spot.
Whoa.
Yeah, but if you drew a 2, that was even unluckier because you get multiplied. Maybe 9 times 2, you're 18 times practicing your smiley face spot.
Oh.
And so you know what? That kind of random repetition is good because I don't feel like, oh, I have to practice this 5 times. I'd be like, no, I drew those cards. It's time to face up. And then my other tip would be, once you get your pieces memorized, is to practice with your eyes closed, because I personally find that I'm more I'm paying more attention to the intonation rather than what the notes are on the page, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So that's
I'll have to add those two tips to my little checkbook of practicing ideas. We have practice sort of that random idea, which is
repetition.
Right. Yes. Not random practice, but like random repetition. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Bomb.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having this. This is really cool. I've been loving listening to your podcast.
Binge listening, you mean?
Yes, binge listening. Sat down today and listened to like 5 interviews. Like, this is great. I love listening to Kevin talk about moths.
20 minutes. Now we can put the Opus podcast on your list. We have a new episode every Saturday. So hopefully that'll make it on your list of weekly to-dos.
I will be listening. I'll put it down right here.
Oh my gosh. Our first subscriber. Thank you so much, Christy. I greatly appreciated our time together. And as always, everyone out there, join us next week for more phenomenal, amazing magnum opus. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.